Bring the shear, but I put down the wrong shear. So we're on Samach Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara was talking about a very interesting Gemara. Shola Isha Chachoma, it's around 5-6 lines above the wide lines. The Gemara is calling her an Isha Chachoma. She must have been an Isha Chachoma. Ezra Beleza, it's going to play into what's in a second in the Gemara. Me'achar Shemaisa Ha'egel Shoven. Everybody who had to do with the Egel really is equal. And Rashi explains, equal b'isura. Whatever they did, we're on Samach Vav Amid Beis. Samach Vav Amid Beis, around 6 lines up from the wide lines. Mipnei ma ein misasun shave. Some were killed b'sayiv, and some died in the magefa. V'yigoyv Hashem esohom. And some, Moshe Rabbeinu made them drink from the water. V'yizer al pnei ha-mayim v'yishak es b'nei Yisrael. So why were the misais separated? Amar lo, Rebbe Leza was very sharp. Ein chochma li'isha ela b'plach. What is the plach? The plach is like the little toothpick that you taste. What? Spindle or something. Stay in the kitchen. You're relegated. Now, this sounds like a connection with the Gemara before. Rebbe Leza never liked to answer what he didn't hear directly from his Rebbe. V'chein hu amar. V'chol isha chachmas leiv. Even though it says in the Torah about, if the Torah says certain women were chachmas leiv, they also were only tavu, and it was a miyuchadik chachma. Okay. So the Gemara zok this is a marsha, but a thing to try to explain this whole conversation. But now the Gemara honors this question. Rebbe Lezer didn't answer it, because he was held back. He had this halacha that you could only answer what you heard me, Rabbi. Itmar, Rav Levi Chad Omar. There was a chilik in the Oinchim, Zibeich V'Kiter. If you didn't avoid the Zorah Mamish, and you shechted, or you put up k'tiris, then the halacha is you get saiv. Even though usually our way to Zohar is Nidim B'Skila. But, I don't know, there's a whole question about it, we'll have to see. But they got Sai. Gibev V'Nishek, if he hugged it, or he kissed the eagle, that on that there's no Mises Bezdin B'Misa. That means B'Magefa, as a Misa B'Dei Shomai. However, somach bilvavoi, if someone was happy in his heart and he didn't do any maisa, then he drank the water bihidragoi. V'charomah, someone who was over the egel be'edim, v'hasro, he got sai. Someone who did it be'edim, b'li hasro, be'misa. Loy edim, v'loy hasro, Bihitroigen. Held.
Who gave
Asra
back then?
No, I don't get Asra. So, there's a very famous Vart, they don't bring it here, from the Ostrovtsa, the great Ostrovtsa going. But why were they Chayav Misa? On the other ones, Bishleim, if you were Ivan Avay Dezara, you Chayav Misa. But the latter two Averois were not Averis. So why? They were not Averis at Achayim Misa. So the Ostrovtsa wants to prove from this Gemara that those who were in the Dor HaMidbar and heard the Torah directly from Hashem, by Matan Torah they heard it. So by them, if they did any Avera, it was a Achayim Misa. Because the halach is, it was comparable to a Meirid B'Malchus. The halacha is, if a king tells you something straight, it's Merid Malchus. He tells it through an agency, it's not a Merid Malchus. Since they heard it, Mishchina Medaberes Mitech Grani Shalmeisha, so therefore it had a halacha, so this was specific to
to the
Midbar time. Okay. So the Gemara, a very interesting Gemara. So, Frek de Marsha, Gewaldike Kasha. Your Kasha, I think you asked me this. This was after Matan Torah. And obviously, they didn't know which Misa Lahamisa. So Moshe Rabbeinu should have had to ask Hashem which Misa, just like he did it by the Mekoshish.
Yeah.
Right? So he brings that Rashi Al HaTorah says that it was Kedin Iran Idachas Besayef. He figured that the din of the eagle was like a din of Iranidachas. So the Rishash right here says that the Rishash brings something that Mises and which Mitzah there's such a din and there's a Shagazariye. Amarav Yehuda. Shivtoi, is also a very important Gemara. Shivtoi Shalevi Loi Avar Avoides Kechavim Shenemar. Vayamoid Moshe b'shar hamachane, and he said, "Vayomer mi l'Hashem elai, v'yeosvo elav kol b'nei Levi." Look, here it's a pasuk in the Torah that Moshe said, and the Leviim were loichato. So the Gemara, Yosef Ravine v'kamar l'Hashmaitze, that b'nei Levi were not oived avodas kochavim. Esve b'nei Rabbe. But Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parshas V'zayis Habracha, "Ha'omer la'aviv u'li'imoy lo'i reisiv, v'es echov lo'i yikir, v'es bonov lo'i yoda." So he said that the Leviim acted achzoriyistic by killing out Ochiv v'imoy l'ireisim, mashma that they killed relatives may aviv. So there must have been some b'nei Levi who are choyte be'egel. So how could it say that there were no Leviim were not choyte? And it's not mashma, it was collateral damage. So tomorrow, no. Lo'ilam all the b'nei Levi lo'ichatu be'ego. On that it says, Omer le'aviv, l'avi imay me'Yisrael. His grandfather on his maternal side. So therefore, it would have been not a Levi. Ve'ochiv, le'ochiv me'imay. Ve'zbanav, B'nei Bitoi Mei Yisrael, because B'nei Banois Hareihem Kibane. A ganze Shtickel from the Gemara, that the Gemara has to go through it. So that's what it means in the Pasuk. But La'olam, the B'nei Levi were totally pure, and there were no B'nei Levi who dan the Egel. You have to be Mayan in the Sugya, but okay. Zog the Gemara. V'chaves osuloi, keves osuloi, cheves osuloi. What was that? They made a bridge across from the Azora all the way out in order to protect them from these Bavliim. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chano, Od Rabba Bar Bar Chano Gizok. Right, Rabbi Bar Bar Chano, Omar Rabbi Bar Bar Chano, Loi Bavliim Hoyu, El Alexandriim Hoyu. Umitoich de Bnei Eretz Yisrael Seinim Es HaBavliim Hoyu Koyin Oisei Al Shimon. They would call them on their names. V'tanya Reb Yudhoimer, Loi Bavliim Hoyu, El Alexandriim Hoyu. Amalei Reb Yaisi Tanuach Daitcha Sheinachdo es daiti. Because Rabbi Yossi's family were Bavliim. So he didn't want to be called, right? I don't know, that's like, seems like an interesting... I guess that it was called something wrong, what they were doing. Maybe here the Gemara says it was, I don't know what was so bad when they were trying to pull hairs off the Seer Lazozel, but it looks like it was a very derogatory thing. Tone! Toil v'yotze, toil v'yotze, toil v'tze. Tone! Masha hit svirin dein. I guess they were talking to him derogatorily. I don't know exactly what. There was something they wanted him to get out of there. Ma misakiv sir zekan v'avoynus hador merubim v'hein olav. They wanted to have almost a Zrizim Magdimin on the pushing off the Seer Lazozel, so get him there as quickly as possible. Zok the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says, so the Seer Lazozel is on the way to the Tzuk. Miyakire Yerushalayim Hoyu Malavin Oisai Ad Sukkah Harishoina. Because they used to make these, Sukkah doesn't mean a Sukkah, that's for Yontif Sukkahs. It was some sort of a stand that would stay at a station so he could go on the way, right? There was his Yakir Yushalayim who went along with him. Took the Mishnah now to tell us, Eser Sukkah is mi Yushalayim v'ad l'tzuk. Because the tzuk, you had to walk uphill. So now he walked uphill, they had to have stops. Tisha Ris. Ris is a type of a distance. Vishiva Umachza Lechol Mil. And that's how far it was from the Azora till the Tzuk. So each Masa was a mil, which is a Tchum of Shabbos, that you can go on Yom Kippurim. And that's how come the Mishnah is really going to be bothered. How could these people walk with him? They're going outside the Tchum. Al kol sukkah v'sukkah oimrim loy. They tell him, Hare mozoin v'hare mayim. Because they held, if in order for him to make it to the Tzuk, he would have to break his fast, he'd be allowed to. Umalav enoisim v'sukkah l'sukkah abo. Why? Oh, we'll have to see about that. But why could they go to the next sukkah? Because it's not out of the tchum. Chutz me'achrein shabem she'enoi magia imoi l'tzuk, because there it's already shnei milim, and it's already out of the tchum of Shabbos. Ela, they would go almost to the last one, at the borderline of the tchum. Oymed me'rochaik V'roya es myself. Which really, it was Yud Bey's mill.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about the, I don't know, Yud Bey's mill, that's the real Tchum. Yeah. I guess these houses, these stands were like an Erev Tchumen.
Yeah, but you only can have one Erev Tchumen.
Yeah, you could have one. I don't know. We have to go through this Gemara. We'll see it in the
actual, what's it called?
Okay, we'll have to see it in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to talk about it. I'll call Sukh Vesukh, and he said, Aremos, Maho Ya Oise. What would he do when he got to the Tzuk? Choylik Loshin Shol Tzahiris. He would cut the string into two, chetzyoi kosher b'sela, on top of the tzuk, v'chetzioi kosher v'ein shnei kranov. And he would want to see what happens to this string. Dachvay l'achayrov. He made it stand with its back to the tzuk and he pushed it down. V'u mizgalgal v'yoyreid v'loi hoyo magia l'chatzioho achenase v'orem ayvorem. Doesn't now tell us what happened to the Zahira, so we'll have to see that. So if you look in the Taisis Yishonim, Bedivrei Amaschol Choylek, where is that Divrei Amaschol? Let's find it. In the Taisis Yishonim, no, not in the Ramaschal Chaylik. One second. We'll find it. Maybe it's on the page before. No. I thought I saw Tesis Yeshonim that speaks about that. How was he able to walk it? L'chayre, it should have been Machamer, like what you asked yesterday. Because if he took along this on the animal, because he had it on the animal, the animal's carrying this string. So it was on the Rosh HaSoyer. So I guess it's like Machamer L'Achar Yad. Is there an Issa Mechamer, push it on this,
Pesach, they put the knives in carried a knife to the base of Middash, he also put
it. And also, how did he tie it? So they speak, L'chayrit Lamates Melachas, he tied it. So he would, L'chayrit's not a Kshira Shol Kayama. Okay. So that's all, these are kashas that I asked on this part of the Mishnah. But then he went back to Milan. Because now he can't go back. Going back, once you go out of the Chutz L'Tchum, you only have Arba Amos, so he can't go back. So Rashi's going to explain this. So the Gemara, Rashi, Bedira Amazchel, Bo v'yoshev loy, choyzer at suka achreina. It was like some sort of, I don't know if it's a pikuach nevesh, or it was a kula. So the one who's mishaleach is a soyer. Lazozel Yechaves Begodov state in the Pasik. Emosai Metama Begodim, Mishayetse Chutz Lechaimis Yerushalayim. And the other mandama holds when it was Tchiosai Litzuk. Sazi state in the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, we'll finish in 3 minutes. Tana Rabbanon, Esel Sukkis, Ushneim Aser Milin Ayu. From the Azara, till the tzuk was 12 milin, and the last sukkah was at the 10 mil yard line, and then there were 2 milin to go from the last sukkah to the tzuk. Rav Yehuda Omer teshes sukkahs v'asara milin. Rav Yosi Omer chamesh sukkahs v'asara milin. V'kulan, each one went to the next one, Al Yidei Erev. They were there before Yontif, before Yom Kippur. So they were able to go one more because they made an Erev Tchumen.
And then the Kohen himself?
He's allowed to.
Why?
So they had a Shvisa. The last one didn't need took rak mil echot, and then they went along according to that Ramadan. Amar Rav Yosi Sochli Elazar Beni, Im al Yidei Erev, Yechol Nilasa Yisav Ilu Shnei Sukkais, Vasol Emilin. He makes a whole cheshbon. We'd be able to make an Erev Techumen, an Erev Techumen in the middle. Kiman Ozla Haitana, Chutz Me'achon Shebehem Shalegim Letzuk Ela, Oymed Me'rochek V'royes Ma'isav Kiman Kremeye. So the Gemara says, a cheshbon of the, of that din. So we'll finish over here. That's a shame. Tomorrow, I'm sorry I came late.